and who is putting on a lot of food and Target.
Dr. Javier, excuse me. Can you click note on Stephanie Velata? Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Last name V-I-L-A-L-T-A. Birthday 4/11. Dictation 8/8/24. Patient presents with a history of flu-like symptoms for 2 days. History of reveal symptoms: recurrent stress. Excuse me. Recurrent sternal chest pain. For the past several months, intermittently with a prior negative workup, including EKG, was living in Channelville, now lives here for the past several months, still having episodes of chest pain. States that she was referred to UTMB for EKG. Had blood work showing of a slight anemia, advised to take over the counter vitamins with iron. On one occasion, she had pain at school with parent syncope still. The ambulance taking her to a hospital. Let's see. Discussing syncope still at school with ambulance call to the emergency room where she started evaluation or left AMA after about 30 minutes, according to patient. Mother, social history. Patient doing well in school. In prior school, states that she was picked on a lot, causing some stress, and she's been here. She's still having stress. Placed in more advanced classes, making good grades, but having difficulty keeping up. Physical gym, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, it's a non-malignant, neck supple without masses, clear auscultation, chest with 1+ upper sternal and parasternal tenderness, reported by patient, with palpation, lungs, clear auscultation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, and murmurs, and gallop, evidence, soft, again, tumors, extremity, skin, neuropsychiatric, all of it's in normal limits. Patient had strep testing and COVID testing performed in office with EKG, which all were normal. Impression, musculoskeletal chest pain, some anxiety, with stress reaction, questionable non-AB influenza. Patient advised to follow up with a PCP pediatrician on their insurance in the near future. Mother was asked to help her get some assistance at school and support there with her classwork and other things, to follow the pediatrician as above. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.